on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to Millennium Radio News, the headlines. President Hakainde Hichilema calls for cultural unity and youth heritage preservation. Government warns against adding relatives to youth program beneficiary list. In international news, Iran says 40 killed after strike on girls' school reports.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
What's the news in detail? I'm Rebecca Lungu, Dakam. President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized that culture plays a unifying role in national development and social cohesion, describing traditional ceremonies as a vital platform for strengthening Zambia's identity and collective progress. Speaking at the 2026 Nkwala traditional ceremony of the Ngoni speaking people under the theme Reconnecting Abangoni and Promoting National Unity and Love, the president says cultural heritage remains a cornerstone of unity and must be preserved and passed on to future generations. He paid tribute to the Ngoni leadership for safeguarding their traditions since the historic immigration across the Zambezi River in 1835, noting that traditional institutions have continued to protect and promote their heritage despite historical challenges. The president stressed the importance of passing traditional values to younger generations, aging elders, to ensure that heritage remains alive and relevant. President Hichilema highlighted government's policy of encouraging traditional leaders to attend each other's ceremonies, noting that nearly 20 leaders from different regions were present at the event. He says such intercultural engagements strengthen national unity and mutual understanding among communities. Addressing development concerns raised at the ceremony, the president reaffirmed government's commitment to expanding education and digital infrastructure as key drivers of economic transformation. He pointed out that more than 2.5 million children have returned to school under the free education policy, describing education as a powerful tool for social mobility and national development.
By saying thank you to the speaker that has spoken before me, and you have angled the message from different directions. So we take account of the messages that have already been given, and we'll build on a few things on it. Your Royal Highness, first, Ngwenyama, thank you for inviting all of us to your committees to this beautiful 2026 choir ceremony. I will also salute you, Ngwenyama, for maintaining our heritage, the Ngoni heritage.
And speaking earlier, Paramount Chief Mpezeni highlighted the long-standing partnership between the Ngoni-speaking people and the government, expressing gratitude for sustained support over the years. The traditional leader thanked government for its assistance in various initiatives, including facilitating a cultural exchange trip to Eswatini in September 2022. He further underscored the importance of unity ahead of the 2026 general elections, calling on all citizens to remain united, regardless of their differences in race, religion, or political affiliation, stressing that forgiveness and mutual respect are essential for national cohesion. Chief Mpezeni also stated that the Ngoni Kingdom remains committed to working with the government of the day and assured President Hakainde Hichilema of support in August general elections. The traditional leader said this in a speech delivered on his behalf by Mr. Dumisani Tembo, the Nkwala Traditional Ceremony National Chairperson.
As we have stated before, that we work with the government of the day, and as we said before, Your Excellency, that may abound on the kingdom will always support your government. That your government is like a parent to us. Your Excellency, we have had a very, very good working relationship. And when we look around, we see no reason why we should not continue to enjoy that good relationship beyond this year.
And Eastern Province Minister Peter Piri thanked President Hakainde Hichilema for coming up with good policies in education, which has seen a lot of children in the province benefit.
Mr. President, your good policies in education have made the white people from the east to be falling high from the time we took over government as the UPND. Mr. President, it is not by chance that Eastern Province is doing well. The feeding program that has been rolled out to all government schools, Mr. President, is rejuvenating our young people in this school. Mr. President, in future, we don't want to have a school of gutters.
Government says it will not be swayed by what it describes as political mischief from individuals benefiting from the past corrupt deals, according to government spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa. Mr. Mwetwa warned that those spreading misinformation and incitement to violence will face consequences. His remarks follow the arrest by the Zambia Police Service of Richard Kunda Mlenga, aged 40, for allegedly creating and securing a fake letter claiming that President Hakainde Hichilema had resigned. The fake announcement reportedly spread through a Facebook page called Zambia for All 2026. Mr. Mwetwa emphasized that principle of equality before the law, stating that everyone should be oppressed, that we are all equal under the law. He also criticized political opponents for arguing that there is no opposition. There are just enemies of progress, a statement likely to fuel other further debate over the state of political discourse in the country.
Because in Zambia today, there is no opposition. They are just enemies of progress. Because when a country is on the right move, everyone should support. Because that's what we're there. So if you can't support, what are you there? The students, last week, the Copper Belt students, said anybody who doesn't support President HH, from now on, you opposition, civil society, church, whoever you are, if you don't support HH because of what he has done, it means we shall treat you as enemies of the people.
Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts Elvis Nkandu has warned district leaders to stop including relatives on government program beneficiary lists, stressing that such practices undermine the purpose of public empowerment initiatives. Speaking in Kawe, the minister stated that government will not tolerate abuse of its programs, including the distribution of 200 motorcycles per district intending to empower young people. Mr. Nkandu urged the district leadership to ensure that intended beneficiaries receive support and are not deprived due to favoritism or nepotism. He noted that the UPND government has made progress in youth empowerment, highlighting ongoing initiatives aimed at promoting entrepreneurship and addressing substance abuse among young people. The town hall meeting in Makululu, Kawe, was convened to engage youths on government programs and provide information on opportunities available under the various empowerment schemes.